What's better than this? Guys, being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Wednesday episode of the show. This season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. See all the action from every game with full game replays. You can also replay an entire game and catch all the plays in just 45 minutes with condensed games. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops. Kyle, happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday, Joe. We have to pick some college football games against the spread. But before we do, there is one week one performance that we have not talked about through the first 2 days of this show that I do believe needs to be acknowledged.
All right. What you got?
Here we go. Peyton Barber had 17 carries against the Philadelphia Eagles in week one. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Brother, okay, go ahead.
17 carries, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
29 yards. 1.7 yards per attempt.
He is who he is, man. Here's a fun fact on Peyton Barber. In my Dynasty Fantasy Football League, you have a $500 budget to bid on waivers throughout the entire year. I bid on him. I bid $17 on him. You know what the winning bid was?
$17.
$225.
Well, I guess it's just you're looking for who's going to have that primary market share, and you're going to assume he's not always going to be so insufficient with his carries. So, like, I get it. Trying to find running backs on the waiver wire after week one is a bear.
Yeah,
but we're now at the point where Peyton's got 568 career carries and a 3.5 yards per carry average. It's kind of just who he has. He has 625 touches from scrimmage, and he's under 4 yards, including receptions. He's caught 57 balls, and you add those into his carries, and he's still under 4 yards a touch. It's amazing.
All right. Shall we? You want to go first?
No, I don't. I won week one. I was a game better than you. First of all, we're both idiots. We said we're going to do 10 games a week. And I'm looking at away, home, line, Joe, and Kyle. And I see that we're on row 11 with that. And I didn't take into account the week one column that was above it. So we only did 9 games week one.
Yeah, it's going to throw off our math for the whole year, man.
We're going to have to do 11 at some point. Joe, I seem to remember week one last year was rough for both of us. You were 14-9, which is good, and I was 12-11 in week one last year. So there's no shame in getting out of the gate slow. But because I had a better record, I am going to defer and let you pick this Oklahoma State game first.
Are we going to implement last year's rules where at the end we rotate who gets to change one game if they want to?
If you'd like to.
Yeah, let's do that.
Keep it fun. Yeah. I like it. So we check. We have 10 games this week, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. So. Okay, so we're going to get back on schedule, but I'm making you pick first.
All right, Tulsa at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State number 11 in the nation. They're 22.5-point favorites at home. I am going to overcorrect for my Syracuse-UNC debacle last week where I said, I think UNC is a better team than Syracuse, but 22.5 points is just too many. Well, I'm not going to fall for that this time. I think Oklahoma State is explosive on offense, and they're looking to make some noise in the Big 12 this year. Got a Tylan Wallace back, a receiver, Chuba Hubbard running back. They have some guys on their defense in the backfield that are prospects. So give me the Cowboys to cover at home.
You are not concerned at all about the Big 12's performance in week one, or technically week two?
Yeah, I just don't know that I can apply that same concern to a team that didn't play. You know, it's like, sure, but those games have nothing to do about Oklahoma State.
Want to make sure everybody knows about our friends over at NFL Game Pass.
This season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. You can catch every snap from every game with full game replays and see all of the plays in just 45 minutes thanks to condensed games. You can relive all the gutsy calls, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars from every game every week. It's all the action, all the football you can handle, all in one place. And NFL Game Pass is the only place you can replay every game all season long. You'll also learn from the league's best with over 40 NFL Game Pass film session episodes. Go inside the game from a player's perspective as they break down the game's concepts and techniques. You can learn from the best like Deshaun Watson, Stephon Gilmore, Davante Adams, and many more. NFL Game Pass also provides access to the entire NFL Films archive. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops.
I agree with you. I was just trying to see if I could psych you out a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'll take the Pokes. Austin Peay against number 13 Cincinnati in a no-line game. Okay. Well, I don't think Austin Peay is going to win head-to-head, so therefore this game becomes very straightforward, and I'm just going to tell you Cincinnati's going to win the football game.
All right, so I'm up next here, number 19, Louisiana. Well, Cincinnati.
You going to pick Cincinnati?
Yeah,
I'm going to pick Cincinnati. I got a little excited there for a second.
I did, yeah. Okay, all right, number 19, Louisiana at Georgia State. The Raging Cajuns are favored by 17 in this game. Georgia State was a bad team last year, man. They lost a lot of football games. They didn't play a lot of competitive football games. Louisiana coming off of a win over Iowa State last week. They beat them 31-14. They go on the road to Georgia State. I think they're going to ride high here. I think they're going to take care of business. Is it the Georgia State Panthers? Is that what they are?
It is. It is. I always mix them up and Georgia Southern.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
I always mix them up.
Same here. I like Louisiana to go on the road and cover here. They've got some fun skill players on offense. I think they'll get it done.
So let's see. Georgia State, to their credit, averaged 31 points a game last year. They were 7-6. The problem is they gave up 36 points per game last year. These two teams did not play last year, but I'm seeing App State beat them by 29 points. I'm seeing Louisiana Monroe beat them by 14, Georgia Southern beat them by 28, Western Michigan by 47. This team gave Tennessee the business in week one, and from there it was mostly downhill. Anybody that they played in competitive games, they got points put up on them. So give me Louisiana. I think a 14-point or 17-point victory for Louisiana is nothing to sneeze at. And therefore, the Raging Cajuns are going to carry momentum through into this week. Syracuse at Pitt. Pitt boat raced. Who'd they play?
Austin Peay.
Austin Peay. And they put like 60 on him. Pitt's got some players, man. And I think that Syracuse really going to struggle to score points considering they struggled against North Carolina. I think Pitt's probably got a better defense than North Carolina does. You as the ACC guy, you can tell me if that's incorrect or not.
I don't know if I should let you know if I agree with that right now.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to pick Pitt.
Yeah. Okay.
But you know, I look at this game. I look at the talent that Pitt has. I believe Pitt is a better defense, and Syracuse was absolutely lost against North Carolina on offense. Tommy DeVito had no idea which way was up. They had no answers for pressure. They had no answers for blitzes. I think Pittsburgh is going to take advantage of that. I think Pittsburgh's got plenty of dynamic Paris Ford on the back end. So my question now becomes, okay, do I think Pittsburgh can score 28 points? Because if they get 28, they'll probably cover 22 with how bad Syracuse was on offense. So give me Pitt.
With you on Pitt, I think defensive personnel on Pitt is really good, especially on the defensive line. They've got Paris Ford and Damar Hamlin at safety. And I watched Syracuse play last week. Tommy DeVito is, man, he just is unsure. And this is a better defense. And so on the road, give me Pitt. South Florida at number 7, Notre Dame. Notre Dame, 26-point favorites
Good
in
luck.
This game.
Good luck lot, picking this game.
Yeah, it's a lot of points, man. And we've not always had the warm fuzzies about Notre Dame covering large spreads. Now, they won some big ones last year. They beat Iowa State 33-9. They beat Boston College 40-7. But I don't think it's normal for them to blow out teams. South Florida played the Citadel.
There you go.
last weekend, beat them 27-6.
Whew. Right. That's where it gets hard for me, because South Florida's not very good.
No, yeah, they were bad last year, but they played some closer games, 20-17 against Cincinnati, 17-7 against Temple. I think, man, Notre Dame's got some guys, man, on defense. They got that new running back, that true freshman tight end that looks really good.
Go look at what happened when they played Wisconsin week one.
Yeah, they got big boy, man.
Go look what happened when they played Navy.
See, I don't know if you're trying to bait me, because you can totally just set this up and go with.
You're going to have the chance to change the pick anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
Their wins came against East Carolina, South Carolina State, UConn, and somehow managed to secure a win against BYU, I guess because it was at home. They lost 49-0 against Wisconsin and gave up probably 300 rushing yards.
It pains me, because I don't like to trust Notre Dame to win by 27, but I'm going to do it. Give me the Irish.
Go Irish. I agree with you. I'm not playing head games with you right now.
Because you didn't want to be different there. It's like you want to sit there and...
No. Yeah. If I was picking first, maybe I would have teased picking South Florida a little bit so I get the gamesmanship that you're trying to play with me right now, but no. South Florida is not a good team. Notre Dame looked impressive running the ball. I think they're just going to beat the tar out of them up front. Conversely, we get Charlotte versus UNC. Number 12 UNC at home, by the way.
Yeah.
Tar Heels favored by 30 points. I have like a really bittersweet relationship with UNC right now. Should we tell this story about this past weekend?
Yeah, people need to know.
So we obviously picked Syracuse UNC last week, UNC minus 22.5. Joe took Syracuse plus 22.5. I took UNC minus 22.5. And we're sitting around on Saturday morning waiting for the games to start. And I'm like, man, like I really want to get a little bit more action on these Saturday games, Joe. What should I do? And he's like, Syracuse. I got Syracuse. Syracuse looks good. I'm telling you, Syracuse. So I bought it up. I bought it up to Syracuse plus 24. And I said, okay, I'll take Syracuse plus 24. And then if I happen to thread the needle and I get a UNC 23-point win, I'll win on both scenarios. I'm fine with that. Game takes place. We're literally watching, enjoying the game, but simultaneously rooting for Syracuse to not shit their pants, which they did, trying to prevent blowing. How it was, UNC scored 21 points in 5 minutes.
Yes.
And lo and behold, UNC wins by, what was it, 25?
I think so, yeah.
So we're all bummed out. Like, I'm like, oh, at least I got it on the podcast. Like, I took UNC minus 22.5, so it's okay. And then you go into your betting list, and you go, oh, I didn't have any money on Syracuse UNC. So you told me to buy this lineup and put money on it because you had it so we could root for the same thing, and then you didn't even have any money on the game.
Wrong for that, man. I feel bad.
$20. Especially damn, go on.
You talked me out of – I wanted to put cash on Iowa State, and you're like, don't do it, don't do it. And then I didn't, you know, and you saved me that money.
Yeah, so I'm like net minus 38 bucks or whatever when, you know, if I would have sacked up and took Louisiana, which is my own fault. But you compounded it because you were like, all right, you're going to save me money. I'm going to save you money. Go ahead, take Syracuse. I'm like, okay, I'll buy them up. Nope. So anyway, Tar Heels minus 30. Joe, I think I'm going to ride the hot hand. Charlotte was competitive with App State. But I think UNC's explosiveness, we saw it in full effect there in the fourth quarter. Sam Howell brother, you got to speed up your process a little bit. But when you get off script, when you move around, you make things happen, you can score points in bunches. Give me the Tar Heels against Charlotte, minus 30.
I think one of the most impressive things about North Carolina last week was their run defense. They only allowed 68 yards to Syracuse, and that's been a problem for like years at UNC. I'm not sure that because they held Syracuse to 68 yards that it means it's fixed. It's a really encouraging sign, and I think for Charlotte to be competitive, they're going to have to run the football against North Carolina. I think North Carolina is out to prove that they're the best team in the state of North Carolina. A lot of points, but I think to your point that you made, we saw this offense and what it could do in terms of scoring in bunches. I think it's going to be fireworks on Saturday. Give me the Tar Heels to cover 30 points.
RockAuto.com is a family business who's been providing auto parts customers with high-quality service online for the past 20 years. So whether you're looking for new taillights, motor oil, carpet, or engine control modules, or anything else for your classic or daily driver, RockAuto.com has everything you need in one easy-to-navigate catalog, and in just a few clicks, you can get everything you need delivered directly to your front door. Best of all, prices are the same for Rock Auto customers, whether you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, so why would you go anywhere else and spend up to twice as much for the same parts? So visit rockauto.com for all of your auto parts needs, and make sure you write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all of the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
Number 14, Central Florida. UCF, excuse me. That's what their SIDs, they tell you. Or UCF, don't call it Central Florida. They travel to Atlanta, take on Georgia Tech. The 1-0 Yellow Jackets, they beat Florida State 16-13 on week one. UCF hasn't played this.
UCF's favored by more than a touchdown in this game.
What was that?
I said, can't believe Georgia Tech's favored by more – or UCF's favored by more than a touchdown in this game.
7.5.
It's a large number.
Is it? For UCF?
Yeah.
Georgia Tech's got that true freshman quarterback. You think Georgia Tech can cover this at home? This is the toughest game so far, in my view.
I think it is.
Because I don't think we know enough about what UCF is this year.
I don't think we know anything about what Georgia Tech is yet either.
I'll be honest with you. I think I'm going UCF. The reason is that they've got three receivers that I think are at least legitimate NFL prospects. Their secondary is really good. I think they'll probably have two or three of those guys drafted. And Georgia Tech, maybe Trey Swelling, maybe Tariq Carpenter are NFL guys. I think that's still a team that's still trying to figure out how to play a new style of football. And I trust UCF's skill players on offense and their secondary.
I got bad news for you.
What?
James Blackman ain't coming through that door, Georgia Tech. Give me UCF. Plus or minus 7.5. Let's do it.
That's not bad news for me. Well, it's bad news for Georgia Tech.
It's bad news for Georgia Tech.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we're chalk so far, Joe. We got three games left to pick. We are lock and step through the first seven. We're all rooting for the same things. Now, can we come up with some kind of color-coded thing here if you actually bet games so I know what you did bet?
Yeah, so far
I'd like to get in line with you a little bit, like root for the same stuff, but I don't want to be rooting for the same stuff then get to the end and find out you didn't actually bet it.
I'll help you on that. I have cash on one game. You'll find out about it here in a minute so far.
Okay, so App State minus 4.5, number 23, at Marshall. I'm familiar with both these teams, Jill. And I got to tell you, Marshall's performance in week one, Doc Holliday's team, was one of the most impressive showings. Now, granted, it was Eastern Kentucky, and I get it. But it was one of the most impressive performances of week one in college football back on September 5th. They have now had a chance to sit back for a week. They got to watch App State play against Charlotte. Charlotte gave them all they could handle. It was a close game until late. I think the final margin ended up being 10 points in that football game. This quarterback for Marshall was something. Dude is a freshman. Grant Wells throwing dots all over the field. Brendan Knox and Knowledge McDaniel both had 85-plus rushing yards in the game. Give me Marshall. Plus 4.5 at home to cover.
Yeah, I like Marshall to cover at home as well. Damn. I was really impressed with that football team. I like that they're at home. A ton of respect for App State, but there's still a lot of new moving parts there for that team. Clemson, Citadel, Clemson, no line, Tigers.
Does that mean I have to pick this game first?
I mean, I'm confident in what I'm picking in this game. So
go ahead. Let me hear it because I'm on the fence and, you know, I would hate for us to just be in lock and step, but I don't want to play you just to play. You know, I want to play the course.
I know who I'm picking in this game. Do you have a hunch as to what my thought is? It's 17 Miami at Louisville. Louisville is a 2.5-point favorite.
I think you're picking Louisville in this game.
Oh, you're damn right I'm picking Louisville in this game. First of all, Miami beat Louisville last year 52-27.
Oh, so there's going to be some bad blood in this.
Oh, absolutely. This stuff matters in college. Like, if the teams, like, they have, like, revenge. Serious. It's a very real thing. I like Louisville. I like their offense. Mecal Cunningham, Dez Fitzpatrick, Tutu Atwell, Javian Hawkins. They had that other receiver, Smith, I think last week had a big-time game. I thought defensively they played pretty well against Western Kentucky. I thought that was a concern of mine last week. I thought they played reasonably well. They only allowed 250 total yards to Western Kentucky last week. And I think De'Ara King is fool's gold. I think I don't want to peg him the wrong way, but I don't think he's as dynamic and lethal and dangerous as he's billed to be. I think he's a manageable player. I think he has limitations, and I don't trust him. I just don't trust him to be the type of guy that's just going to pour it on against teams. And I think Miami, I like some of what they have on defense, but I'm in on Louisville at home. I don't think this is a big number. They got to win by 3. I think they're a better coach team, to be honest with you. So give me the Cardinal.
Right. Field goal discrepancy feels like enough. The thought process that I used last week to pick UNC with the big number was better team, better quarterback. Louisville, whether or not they're better, I think they're a deeper team. I think Miami has plenty of defensive talent at their disposal. But Louisville with a better quarterback, a quarterback that I trust, if Louisville can force De'Ara King to have to throw, can he beat you? I don't know that the answer is yes. And therefore, I will take Louisville at home by less than a touchdown because it is a small number. Lock it in.
You want to change anything?
I don't think I do.
I keep on wanting to so that we at least have something different. And the more I thought about that UCF Georgia Tech game, the more I felt better about UCF, to be honest with you.
Correct. That was the game we were kind of the most on the fence about. I'm not really compelled to change anything from the games before that.
Yeah. Maybe Charlotte, UNC, because 30 is such a big number. I just feel like that UNC offense needed week one to kind of find themselves. And we saw in the second half what they can be. And I mean, they're going to light up Charlotte, right?
Well, listen, it's a long season. No need to change it just to change it. That should give everybody all the confidence in the world to know what picks they need to make because we're both in agreement on all 10 games. So I think it's a good thing, at least for this week. I don't want to do this every single week, but I think for this week, it's a good thing.
All right, I'm good.
Done. Lock it in. Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, there are your lines against the spread for week 3. This is technically week 3 here. We didn't do any week 1s because there were like 2 games. Of the college football season in 2020, long season ahead of us, so make sure you hit subscribe on the show. Come back and see us again next Wednesday for more lines, and the rest of the week as we begin to preview the week two of the 2020 NFL season. Kyle Crabtree, thanks as always for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast.